Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 24, 1804. Day 103 of the expedition. Camped on the larboard, just west of the present-day town of Vermilion, South Dakota. Today's journal entries include two by Clark and a very short one by Lewis. Often it is Gary Moulton's footnotes in his edition of the journals that make these entries so interesting. For example, Clark writes today about the White Stone River, and Moulton explains that the river is now called the Vermilion River. He goes on to note that both names are derived from the white and red clay found in the river and on the banks. This clay was used by the Indians to make white and red paints. In the entries today, as usual, Clark is concerned about the weather and the landscape, while Lewis fusses over his chronometer. Lewis is justified in his concern, as it is much more difficult to calculate longitude without it.
This day the chronometer stopped again just after being wound up. I know not the cause, but fear it proceeds from some defect which is not in my power to remedy. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 14, 1804.
Some rain last night, a continuation this evening. We set out at the usual time, proceeded on course of last night to the commencement of a blue clay bluff of 180 to 190 feet high on the larboard side. Those bluffs appear to have been lately on fire, and at the time are too hot for a man to bear his hand on the earth at any depth. Great appearance of coal, an immense quantity of cobalt, or a crystallized substance which answers the description, is on the face of the bluff. I took my servant and a French boy and walked on shore. I killed a deer which York packed on his shoulders, and my boys each shot an elk. In my absence, the boat passed a small river which the Indians call Whitestone River. In a northerly direction from the mouth of this creek, a high hill is situated and appears of a conic form. The Indians believe this hill is the residence of devils. No consideration is sufficient to induce them to approach the hill. Captain William Clark, August 24, 1804.
This entry is the first of several to follow that York, in spite of his status as a slave, carried a gun. All agree that when Clark mentions, "My boys each shot an elk," he in essence is telling us that York had a gun. Tomorrow, the captain's walk to the Spirit Mound.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Clark, read by Sean Batisse. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of the journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.